This is Bathtub Hopping by Trent Lyon. I remember waking up and instantly feeling damp, moist, soggy. I tried to stretch around but felt constricted. I reached around for a secure hold and felt the chill of porcelain meet my fingers. I tried moving more and felt water surrounding my entire body. I realized I wasn't dead, I wasn't having a nightmare, and I instantly shot up and out of the bathtub. I can still feel the chill of that bathroom and how ice cold my limbs felt. All I could do was shudder, the rattle of my teeth echoing off the bathroom walls. I nearly ripped the shower head off the wall as I tried to start the flow of water and get that heat back in my body. I ignored the burn of the hot water hit my skin and instead tried to rinse my body clean of the water I'd been marinating in. How long had I been in there? Still shivering, I jumped out of the shower and felt my stomach lurch. There was a light layer of water covering the entire bathroom floor. I was worried that it could have damaged my apartment, but I didn't have time to check. I shot out of the bathroom and into my bedroom, tearing apart my closet looking for something warm to wear, even though it was still late summer. I settled on a flannel shirt and two layers of socks and remembered that my roommate Molly and I had an event we needed to be at early that morning. I ran to her room and tried to shake her awake from her hungover haze. She slowly got out of bed and started getting dressed while I ran back to my room to grab the pants I'd forgotten to put on. Still hungover and in shock, Molly and I hobbled to the car and took off to our event. I tried explaining the prior night's events to Molly, describing my surprise at waking up in the hot tub, and she merely shrugged and fell back asleep against the car window. After about half an hour, she finally came to and began shouting, asking me how the hell I could have slept in the bathtub, pressuring me for details that were still hazy in my mind. We began to retrace our steps. I started thinking about the pregame we hosted that night, before we headed out to our friend's house party. That was clear as day. I remember that Molly's sister Colleen broke a shot glass that really killed the vibe for about 5 minutes. I remember leaving the party with Molly nearly killing herself trying to drunkenly ride a scooter down our hallway. I remember getting to our friend's house and drinking cranberry pie shots. Those were sure tasty. At this point, things started to get a little hazy. Molly reminded me that I spent a good 5 minutes kissing a girl after finding out she watched 30 Rock, just like me. That then made me remember pouring Crystal Light into a glass of vodka and watching the room spin. This is where the details started to get really blurry. I vaguely could remember leaving the party and staggering the entire walk back home. Molly thought she saw me get up to go to the bathroom after we'd gotten home, but couldn't tell if I was going to bed or not. I flashed back to that moment in our apartment. I was sitting on the couch, too drunk to function, and I needed to shower to wake up. I jumped off the couch and told everyone I was showering to come get me in 20 minutes if I hadn't been out already, as I was probably dead in the bathtub. Then it all came back. I remember leaving the door unlocked to allow my friends to rescue me, and I remember feeling too drunk to stand up in the water in the shower, so I sat down. For modesty's sake, I covered myself with a washcloth and plugged the drain to enjoy a bath. That's when I lost consciousness. I still don't know how or when I turned off the water. I spent nearly 5 hours in the tub, and no one noticed I was gone. I flooded a bathroom and my roommate's bedroom. How the hell had we been so stupid? Oh, right. I was sick. I took a Sudafed for a mild case of the sniffles. And then when that started to wear off, I popped another for good measure. Then I went into a drunken stupor and nearly drowned myself. Needless to say, it hasn't happened since. Oh, and on one final note, remember that event Molly and I had to go to? That was my family breakfast, a family reunion of sorts that we all hold every fall near Central City. Close to 60 family members go each year, and I got to spend that one clutching my stomach, trying not to vomit on my Nana. I'd say that's a pretty good way to learn never to sleep in a bathtub.